from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeff's song. Jeff, this is the official soundtrack to your touchdown dance song, dude.
I love it.
Proud of you, pal. Proud of you. All right, so... Ron Rivera is the former coach of the Washington Commanders. He had pretty much full control here for 4 years. We all know about how well it went. Not very well. It was about 500 for a couple of years and then bottomed out last year. But Ron remains a very prominent figure in NFL media. If you remember when he got canned, he did an appearance with ESPN, did an appearance with NFL Network, and Ron was most recently on Adam Schefter's podcast.
Uh-huh.
Ron Rivera talking about what he would have done if he was still running the Commanders.
You mentioned Jaden Daniels. Had you studied him at all, knowing that you were going to have a high pick?
Yes. You know, at the end of, you know, during that part, you always start looking ahead and seeing things. So you start watching the quarterbacks and thinking, God, this kid's got it. He's got it. And because Cliff Kingsbury's there, I think that was a tremendous pick for him, because that offense counts on the quarterback doing a lot and making things happen, in my opinion. And you saw some of the success he had in Arizona. The one thing, though, is that they've got to be able to protect him and protect him, you know, from injury, because the young man's going to play all out. And you don't want him to get hurt. You really don't, because I think he can be successful in this offense.
If you had stayed there in Washington and you had still been the coach and been an active part of the front office, do you think when the season ended that your organization was going in a Jaden Daniels direction, or was there another guy that you were looking at with that number two overall pick, Ron?
No, that was the quarterback. I really think that was the quarterback. I really do. He just, you look at his ability to prolong the play, to extend the play. Look at his ability to throw the ball downfield and create. Look at his ability to run. I was very fortunate in Carolina. I had, you know, who I thought at the time was one of the best quarterbacks in Cam Newton. I really didn't mean that. And I think that at that time and moment, when you got that guy, you've got to make as much hay as you can. And unfortunately, you know, we got to the Super Bowl, but we didn't get a chance to get back. And that's unfortunate, because, you know, when you have that special guy, and Cam really was special for us, you've got to, you know, do the best you can.
Brian?
To be honest with you, I care less what he would have done, because he's not here to do it. Didn't all year he said that Sam was the guy and that they were going to be moving forward with it? So all of a sudden you're going to just switch course? See, my problem is he has always said the things that fit the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I care less about what he says at this point.
I like Ron, and, like, I would rather hear him – I was more interested in him saying that he thinks Cliff can build an offense for Jaden than what he would have done if he had the second overall pick.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of ways, B. Not in a lot of ways. In reality, we saw him have the second overall pick, and he didn't take a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I know Chase was supposed to be the truth, and things happened, and he got hurt, and I recognize the extenuating of the time with Haskins and Snyder, perhaps more importantntly, but still, like, I don't know. Schefter asked him a question. He answered it, but I agree with you that I don't care.
Yeah, I just like, yeah, man. I don't like revisionist history. I don't like after the fact answers like that. You know, the question to me was unnecessary. You know, if he were you there, would you have drafted him? What are you gonna say at this point? You gonna say no? I wouldn't have drafted him. And then all of a sudden, the rest of the league say, cool, you'll never get a job again because everybody else would have drafted him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what else would he have said?
Right. I mean, maybe he could have been like, yeah, I'm a Drake May guy. But then it's like, is he trying to just poke the organization?
Man, listen.
I don't think we need to draw a ton of conclusions from that, frankly. I do have this is a very quick question for the room, perhaps. We've already been told that LeBron is the Team USA flag bearer, correct?
The male. They have a male and a female. Normally do both things.
All right. That's the information I needed. I just found out.
Coco Gauff. They said that early on the update. I said it three times after they said it. You don't listen. You got those big-ass ears and you couldn't hear that?
I'm juggling a thousand things.
No. You were sitting right there listening to the update.
I was trying to kill the fly.
No, that was way before that. Two breaks ago.
The fly is driving me nuts.
A couple breaks ago.
I've gotten very good at killing flies in my advanced age. It might be my best sport. And I can't get this one, and it's driving me crazy. But in case you broke the news, apparently no one else has reported it. Exclusive scoop right here. Coco Gauff will be the female flag bearer for the United States opening ceremony.
The update just gave it to us like two breaks ago.
No, it's exclusive. I just got this.
I hear media people say it all the time. We have an exclusive report that I turn to the next channel and the people say the same thing.
I want to.
They should ban people from saying exclusive when it damn sure is not.
I want to be clear that
that's the stupidest thing in the world. We're exclusive interview here. Turn to the next channel and the next channel, and they all interviewing the same damn person.
You're so right, Brian. And the term exclusive is overused frequently in modern media. But just so we're clear, I am breaking the news exclusively. Nobody has this yet. Derek, get ready to tweet this out. Breaking news. Coco Gauff will be the flag bearer for the U.S. Olympics. It's her and LeBron. Nobody's got this, B.
This is the problem.
Nobody's got this.
Now, in this day and age, there are people that will listen to you and believe all that crap. So you got to be careful saying crap because there are still some dummies out there.
I still have people mad at me that I didn't say you should be number 30. There's a lot of people that just don't understand when you're just laughing. But in case you missed it, breaking news on the fan, Coco Gauff, flag bearer for the U.S. Olympic team in the opening ceremonies Friday night in Paris. We'll be right back with Green Bird.
Ass.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.